Guys, I am full on obsessed. Devil Ultrasonic Dream by Teen Mortgage. This is already my favorite album of the year. Okay, I know it's April. I'm calling it now. I have listened to this album about 5 times a day since its release, and it's not even a week old. I'm not exaggerating when I say that. I swear you can check my earbuds. I swear I have been listening to it nonstop. Hi everyone, welcome back to Pretty and Punk, the punk rock podcast. I'm your host Fiona, your girly girl guide to the world of punk, rock, and everything in between. And oh my gosh, I have been waiting for this album for 2 years now, maybe. I've been a fan of this band for about 2 years, and this is their debut full-length album, and I am set. I am here. I am ready. And I am already in love. And I am here to give you guys my full-on review of this album. We're going to dive deep. If you can't already tell, this is one of my favorite bands by far. I would have to say of like modern punk bands, Teen Mortgage is my absolute number one favorite. I have my record in the bag. I have my shirt on. And actually, side note, I did get this new one over the weekend. I found Suffer, and it's like a limited edition colored pressing. It's really, really cool. But I had to rep my Teen Mortgage shirt and the record in the back in honor of today because I'm just excited to enthuse about it and share this band with you guys. If you haven't heard of them before, now you have, and you better check them out. So I say we just get into it. I want to start off with a brief background of Teen Mortgage if you haven't heard of them before. I kind of want to let you guys know what you're getting into with Teen Mortgage. So let's talk about a band that completely blew my mind the first time I heard them and has since become one of my top 5 all-time favorite bands, Teen Mortgage. Teen Mortgage is a 2-piece band from Washington, D.C. We have James on guitar and vocals and Ed on drums, and these guys kill it. They don't need anything more than that. Their super interesting and different story kicks off in 2017. James had moved from Liverpool to the US and went on Craigslist looking for a drummer, which is how he found Ed, who I found out through some research was a former nurse. Super interesting, but he is so well-rounded because he is a total powerhouse on the drums. The two hit it off right away, and thus Teen Mortgage was born. Even though they are a duo, their sound is massive. I've said it before in videos when I have mentioned Teen Mortgage briefly, but I haven't done a video just dedicated on them, but they do not need anything more than that. And I would be shocked if they ever brought in like a full-time lead guitarist or bassist into the mix, because I truly do not think they need anything more than that. Think of them as like hardcore meets garage punk meets surf rock. That's kind of what I would describe them as. They have these different elements that all make this incredible sound that is so refreshing and is just, in my opinion, the future of punk. Their earliest EPs, Life and Death and Smoked, they definitely got them some traction right away, and it earned them placements on TV shows like Shameless, for example, and even some shows with some awesome bands that are some of my personal favorites, like Bass Drum of Death and The Chats. After grinding with these DIY tours, they finally signed with Roadrunner Records in 2024 after previously being on King Pizza Records, and they even just toured with Weezer. Incredible. And now flash forward to April 2025, present day, they have finally released their debut full-length album, Devil Ultrasonic Dream. I actually discovered this band back in 2023, I believe. It was like my last semester of college. So when I hear their EPs like Life and Death, it really takes me back to that time in my life. But it was actually my boyfriend who discovered them. I remember he shared them with me, and I remember him texting me when I was on the bus, like going back to my college apartment. And he was like, you need to listen to this band. Immediately hooked and in love and obsessed. I feel like this band is kind of something that we really both share together because we have seen them 3 times now, and we're going to see them a 4th time next month in just a few short weeks, actually. We've met them. They are super down to earth, super cool guys. They've even signed our merch, and they talked to us and just hung out with us. So seriously, if you go to one of their shows, go up to them, tell them how incredible their set was. They are the coolest guys, crazy talented, incredible music. Now that you know who Teen Mortgage is, I want to get into what we are here for, Devil Ultrasonic Dream. From the first track, I knew this wasn't just a good release. It was something special and it didn't need time to grow on me. It was an instant yes in my eyes. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Fiona, you just told us you are a huge fan of this band. Listen to me, okay? I promise you, I am not exaggerating. There are so many bands that I love, but I just don't like their later work, and there are a lot of albums I don't like. Take Fiddler, for example. I'm not the biggest fan of their newer album. It has grown on me. Take Green Day, for example. There are a lot of their albums I really don't enjoy. I am not lying when I tell you this album truly, I am like dumbfounded at how good it is. I want to go track by track, okay? I just want to give you some short snippets of what I think about each song. Let's start with the opener, the album's namesake, Devil Ultrasonic Dream. Oh my God, this is one hell of an opener. It is killer. I was not expecting the album to open on such a high note. I'm not even kidding. It was 8:30 in the morning. I'm getting ready for work. I put it on and I like stop in my tracks because I was like, instantly, it's just so hard hitting and just like so in your face. Oh my God. I am picturing them opening up on tour with this song and the crowd just instantly going insane. I mean, starting my day listening to this song was crazy. It had me pumped up for my day, okay? I truly think this is like, not only because it is the album's namesake, but just because of like the energy and like the hard hitting tone, like all the way through, I truly think that it is the perfect way to start the album. So the riff from the beginning is just so hard hitting. The vocals are kind of shouted at first, but then in the chorus go into like a little bit more of a melodic feel. It starts off with these more shouted vocals, but then once you get into the chorus, they are a little bit more melodic and layered, which I really, really like. Then moving on to Ride. So my boyfriend and I heard them play this song live a few months ago, and this is a song that I have been really anticipating hearing on an album, like on a studio version, because I've only heard it live. And I like how it starts off with a different vibe than the rest of the song. The production is a little bit different in the beginning. Like, it's not as heavy in the beginning with a different kind of sounding guitar tone. And I like the chorus on this one. I think it's going to be a really fun one to sing along to live because it's so catchy. I mean, they have these really hard-hitting songs that are so catchy, which I love. And I think this is going to be a fun one to sing along to live. Next, we go to Rip. Oh, that opening riff is so sick. I'm obsessed. So as I was looking into Teen Mortgage and looking into this album, I wanted to see some other like music journalist sites or magazines that have written about it so far. And I stumbled across this article that Kerrang wrote where James was going like track by track and explaining the meanings of the songs. And so many of them I found so fascinating. And this one, I think in particular, I love the meaning of, and I am going to include like some of those little tidbits in here too, because I think it's really interesting, but I think you should just read the article. I will have it linked below. And to me, this one's just fun. So James says, it's basically a piss take of hardcore and skate punk and the locals at my skate park. There's a joke dual meaning, ripping on a skateboard and ripping joints. So now flash back to the opening song that is talking about the fascist agenda and anti-fascism. I love how he can go from these super intellectual and political lyrics all the way to ripping on joints. And I think that's something that this band and a lot of other punk bands do extremely well. And to me, that is just like, that is like purely punk band energy right there. Next up is Party. This was one of their singles, and I'm gonna give a shout out here. My mom loves this song. I was playing this song the other day and she was like, oh, I like this. Like, who is this? And it was Teen Mortgage. And I think we might have a new Teen Mortgage fan because she really liked this one. This one is very, very catchy. This is another chorus kind of like ride earlier that I think is going to be a fun one to sing along to because there are some like melodic like oohs and ahs in there. And I like that it is so catchy and so melodic while also talking about like the military complex and the war machine. Next up is Possessed. I really like this one. And in the Kerrang article, James said that this is a love letter to his girlfriend, which I love. And it's about their shared love of horror movies. I love the intro to this song. I love the vocals on this one. I think they're just super passionate and just so real. And it's another catchy one. And I can't wait to see what they do live with this. I really hope that they play this one live. I think this is going to be a really good one live. Track number 6 on the album is Personal Hell, and this is the first slower song per se on the album, and I think it comes in at the perfect time on the album because you go from 5 back to back to back like hard hitting songs that are faster and a little heavier, so I think it was like the perfect time to slow it down. I mean, to me, like having back to back fast songs is not a bad thing. That's what I love. That's why I'm so drawn to punk music, is because I'm not typically the kind of person who goes for like slower songs. I'm not a ballad kind of person. You know, I'm not really into that. I can appreciate a good ballad and a good slower song. But this is a punk ballad, if that makes sense. So it's still hard and harsh, but very melodic. And I love hearing James, his cleaner vocals on this one, because throughout their discography, you hear them sometimes, but not a lot. And I think this is a great, refreshing song, honestly. And I like that it does have some cleaner vocals and more singing rather than like the shout singing, which again is something that I do adore and why I love punk and like harder music. But it's nice to hear a slower song from them. After Personal Hell comes Disappear. Guys, this is my personal favorite on the album. In this same Kerrang article, I will be referencing this a lot because I really enjoyed reading this and learning about what each song was about. James said the lyrics are inspired by a protest song called I Don't Want Your Millions. And I think this song, how I was just talking about Personal Hell and it's a little bit slower, this is a great transition from Personal Hell to Disappear because it immediately comes in with this like super fast punk riff, and it was the perfect like switch up from Personal Hell. The riff is very classic punk inspired, and I think the chorus so good. It's been stuck in my head for days. It just like it like scratches an itch in my brain. I can't really explain it, but by far I think it's my favorite chorus on the album, not just because of how it sounds and the melody of it, but I think because of the lyrics too. After reading the lyrics and listening to them, it definitely seems to be an anti-fascism song. I think because of this, you can really hear the passion in his voice. And that's what I really, really love. Next up, Control. Probably my second favorite song on the album. I love that like both of these are back to back, Disappear and Control. I think they are perfectly placed. And again, after reading along and listening to the lyrics, it seems like this is another one about like power, control, and misuse of power, and how we are constantly under control and being controlled. I think the riff in this, incredible. I love the riff in the chorus. It's so just like classic punk inspired, and I love it. I love it. These two songs to me are just so good. I love that they're back to back. These are my two personal favorites. After Control comes in their song Box, which was a song of the week just a few weeks ago on my podcast. And Control into Box, that transition, oh my God, it's so smooth. The way that these two songs just like perfectly transition into one another, like that opening riff in this song, ooh, it's so good. This was the first single they released for this album, I believe. And honestly, I wore this song Oh, like I was listening to it day in and day out. I kind of at one point like stopped listening to it so much because I didn't want to like have it lose its charm, I guess you could say, for when this album did eventually come out, because I didn't want to be like tired of it by the time this album was released. But hearing the transition from song to song, I think that is what like had me fall in love with the song all over again. And this is a song that I really relate to as a creative minded person, how he's saying like, I have these real sick thoughts, I don't want to be in a box. To me, I know what it's like to be a creative person that isn't feeling creatively or like musically fulfilled. This is a song that I definitely relate to in that manner, and I really, really like that. I really, really love this one. Next up, Lose My Mind. This one has really, really cool layered harmonies in it. This I really love. Like, it's crazy that it's just two guys and these songs are like so layered and so full sounding. This one definitely goes by super fast, but you guys know I love a fast punk song, so to me that's not a bad thing, but I really, really like this one. I feel like it just doesn't stick out to me as much as the others, but I think I just need to give it some more love and listen to it more. Last up is I Don't Want to Know. This was another one of their singles, and I think it's the perfect closer. It's the perfect, like, hard-hitting yet slower kind of song to close out the album and bring it into this like full circle moment. And there are a lot of callbacks to previous themes mentioned. The song is asking us to kind of be honest with ourselves and our intentions as fascism does continue to rise. And I feel like the intention behind him saying, I don't want to know, could be like, there is so much craziness and just like insanity going on in the world. And I think him saying like, I don't want to know, is kind of being like, there's so much going on. Like, can I just have a moment to like not see breaking news? That's what I took it as. I could be wrong, but I don't know. I think music and art is up to interpretation though. So even if that wasn't his intention, that's kind of like how I took it. But yet again, I do think it's a great album closer, and when you're listening to it in full, going from like the super fast intensity of Devil Ultrasonic Dream all the way to I Don't Want to Know, I think it is the perfect like full circle, well-rounded moment. All right, so that is my track by track, but let's get into the production. First off, so this album was released under Roadrunner Records, and it's a label known for putting out some pretty huge artists in music. I mean, Turnstile, Trivium, and Slipknot are currently under this label. Those are some pretty big names in music, Slipknot especially. So it's huge that Teen Mortgage was signed to this label. And the producing credit goes to Kenny Eaton, who really helped shape this like gritty yet clean sound of this album. I think what really stands out to me about this album is just how full it sounds, considering it's just two guys. Like, it's just James on guitar and Ed on drums, but you'd never guess that from listening to it. If you didn't know it was a duo, you would think it was a four-piece band. There's like this deep heaviness on the album that is just so prevalent throughout, and I love the sound of that. And the guitars, they're really like heavy, and the drums are just like relentless but so precise, and the bass tones, they're deep and they're grungy even though there isn't even an official bassist in the lineup. And all of this is woven together, and you just get that like wall of sound effect that just sounds incredible, honestly. And I'm not sure. I was trying to find this and look this up because I wanted to give you guys like as much information as I could on this, but I was trying to find out if there was like a studio bassist or if it was the guitar tones or the way the guitar was tuned down. I'm not really sure, but I'm going to assume it's just the guitar tones that sound kind of bassy. That's the impression I get, but I'm not completely sure. I think we also need to talk about how tight and perfectly this album flows into one another. I mean, you guys know, I've said it before, I am a sucker for albums that just flow perfectly one after the other. I love when a song flows so well into another song that I don't know why I love that so much. Maybe because growing up, the first album I ever listened to was American Idiot. I don't know. But that is just something that I love. And when an album has that in there, to me, instantly, I'm sold. Every track bleeds into the next without feeling forced. Like when you listen to it in full, it really is just every song, I believe, is perfectly placed and perfectly flowing into one another. Plus, there's a lot of layered vocals in the choruses that really add this incredible like punch to it. It gives the hooks and the choruses the extra like weight that it needs. And you've got that classic hardcore edge, but with a very modern punk polish to it because the production is so good. It's clean, but it's still rough around the edges in all the right ways. And then as for the vocals, they're chaotic and they're harsh, but they're very controlled. And I think they ride this like perfect line between aggressive and melodic. Complementing that, Ed's drumming is just super precise, super hard hitting, and it is just mixed perfectly. This album is exactly what a modern punk album should be. It's loud, it's fast, it's sharp, it's emotional, and all in all, it's expertly put together and produced. It hits hard, but it still is so precise that it keeps you coming back to hear every little detail. Now let's talk lyrics and themes. This is something that I kind of touched on earlier when I was going track by track, so I'm going to keep this brief, but to me, Devil Ultrasonic Dream, it's not just sound, it's saying something. This album is fueled with very real and very palpable rage, and it's the kind that comes from watching things go to shit and wondering, how did we get here? These are the kind of political punk lyrics that I love. I mean, take one of my favorite bands, Bad Religion, for example, a band that is not afraid to go there, a band that is not afraid to tell you this is what is wrong with the world. There are lyrics that dig into like fascism, war, injustice, and you can kind of hear that frustration boiling in all of the songs that touch on these themes. There is this sense of being completely fed up with the systems that control us that Teen Mortgage really manages to express without being like cliche about it. Like they tell you what's up and how they feel. I would say that the writing is, it's smart and it's rage filled, but honestly sometimes can be witty, which I like. But in true punk fashion, it's not all political punk songs. There's also space for smoking weed and skateboarding and love as well. I feel like the album perfectly balances heavier topics with topics that are on a bit of a lighter note. To me, those topics feel very human and grounded, and it kind of reminds you that we are all just people trying to enjoy ourselves and trying to have fun amid the chaos. To me, that balance is what keeps the album feeling authentic. It's a mix of anger, but also fun. That is kind of what, to me, Teen Mortgage is. To sum it all up, my final thoughts on this album. First of all, this album is everything that I've been wanting in a modern punk record. Every single track is just so well structured. I mean, we are talking like perfectly built punk songs. These verses like seamlessly just launch into these hard-hitting choruses that are just as catchy as they are intense. I think in comparison from their earlier work like Life and Death and Smote, those EPs are killer. But to me, Devil Ultrasonic Dream just takes it one step further. It's so elevated. I mean, they've been in the game for a few years now, so the vocals are tighter, the production is tighter, and everything just feels elevated and just a little bit more seasoned. However, they are still keeping real and true to themselves, and they're still keeping it so punk. I also can't wait to hear a lot of these songs live because it is just the kind of energy that it just is so undeniable and runs through the whole album. Even when it does slow down a bit, it doesn't like hit a lull at any point to me. I have listened to this album multiple times now all the way through. Like just today, I listened to it twice back to back. Even when it does kind of slow down a bit, it doesn't lose its energy at all. What really resonates with me though about this album is how relevant and necessary this album feels right now. I mean, so many of the lyrics reflect anger with what is going on in the world and the frustrations that so many people are feeling right now. And I know I'm not alone in that. And punk has always been challenging power and making these political statements, and it creates the space for voices to be heard. And I think Devil Ultrasonic Dream does just that perfectly. This album It's what we need right now. It's what punk fans need, and it's what the world needs. Now, I do have one small critique on this album, and because I know you guys are probably like, girl, we get it. Like, you can't love it that much. So my one small critique is really just personal preference. The couple of slower songs on this album, if I wasn't listening to this back to back, I probably would skip them, only because, like I said earlier, I'm not one to really go out of my way to listen to slower songs. I kind of want my music to always be fast and always be hard hitting. That is just me. I do not hate the songs by any mean. I think they're so well written, and I actually think Personal Hell kind of alludes to the fact of their longevity in the game because it's so well written and very powerful. I think it kind of alludes to the fact that they're going to be in the game for a while and writing these really powerful songs for a long time. So even though I have been listening to this back to back a lot, if I was just like shuffling my music and one of those songs came on, I probably would skip them only because I'm always in the mood for something slower. These songs are not bad at all. I think, like I said, I think Personal Hell is an incredibly written song. I love the lyrics. I love the melody, and I love all of it. That is just personal preference. So if I had to rate it, you guys probably already know I'm going to rate this so highly. I'm going to give it a 4.5 out of 5, only because I'm selfish and I want every song to be super fast all the time. But the album flows like a dream. The messages are what we need to hear right now. And it's easily one of the best punk releases I've heard in a long time. And no, I'm not biased. If I didn't like it, I would tell you guys that I didn't like it. Okay. And honestly, I'm scared to keep listening to it because I don't want it to lose like the magic of it that I'm feeling right now, because I am just so in love with this album right now. I really don't want it to lose like the charm, because I'm still riding that like first listen high, you know, and I really just don't want to lose that. I really, really don't. Like, I think in the future, I'm going to wish that I could listen to this album for the first time again. Anyway, there you have it. My full-on in-depth review of Teen Mortgage, their new album, Devil Ultrasonic Dream. I love this album. If you have listened to this album, let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of Teen Mortgage. And if you haven't listened to this album yet, please do. So all that being said, listen to the full album back to back, please. Like, I'm begging you at this point. But if you just want to check out one song, I will have their song Disappear on my Song of the Week playlist. You can find it linked below. It's on Spotify. Highly recommend. I update it weekly, and I will have Disappear on there from this new album. And just to wrap it all up, just to let you guys know where you can find me. You can follow me on TikTok and Instagram at Pretty in Punk Pod. I post short clips there and any updates that I see fit, and I post stories sometimes, so definitely follow me on there. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Music, all the usual. You can find me on whatever streaming platform you use. I will be there. I'm also on YouTube for video podcasts. I love Teen Mortgage. I hope you guys give them a chance if you haven't listened to them yet, and check out their new album, Devil Ultrasonic Dream. But for now, I post new episodes every single Friday, so I will see you next Friday in the next episode. We'll be right back.